Hey, this is TA calling in from our Camp 9, Day 10. We've had an awesome day here. We managed to travel 12K, even though we had an interesting start to the day. The wind died out overnight, which allowed a much easier pack-up than we had in setup. We had light snow this morning and whiteout conditions. Caitlin, we did see an avalanche today. It was ice avalanche falling off the side of the cliff. Well, we really more heard it than saw it, but it was a pretty amazingly loud noise, and we did see lots of ice debris. Fortunately, we were way far away from it and no danger whatsoever. We set out roped up this morning because of crevasse danger and the low visibility, and as we progressed, the view was revealed to us. So I want you to imagine a chocolate cake, and you're going to cut this chocolate cake in two with really sort of jaggedy beveled cuts that sort of make two mountain ridges. I want you to spread those two halves and pour whipped cream over the two halves and in between, and make sure some of the dark chocolate shows through on each of the sides. And the parts of the whipped cream that overhang the edge are like the ice floes that fall over, like we saw today, and that we see below the chocolate crags that you've just made. I wanted to take you through our daily routine. We wake up these days around 7:30 in the morning after a nice 9 hours of sleep. We take our sleeping bags outside the tent and hang them from our skis and our poles to dry out because we breathe a lot of moisture into them overnight. We start the stove for some tea and coffee or hot chocolate. We enjoy that hot drink. It gives us a warm, sweet start to our day. Then we heat more water for breakfast. Well, I really shouldn't say we. I should say Paul does. He's the stove ninja. I'm the food ninja. And so we get all organized. Heat some more water for our breakfast, have our breakfast. We organize and pack our gear. Then we heat more water for our thermoses. We each have one thermos of hot water for the day. We roll up our mat. We put on our boots and our sunscreen. Once we've made all the water we need for the day, we pack the stove and pots. Then we go outside to the poles and do a preliminary pack of the things that can go in at first. Then we take down the tent, and we have to give it a huge shake, especially the fly, to get rid of all the ice and snow that have built up under it from all the condensation. Then we finish packing our poles. Then we put on our skis and our poles and our poke harnesses, and we start pulling. We each take a turn going out in front, because sometimes the person walking out in front has a harder job because they have to find the way, or because the snow conditions require them to work a little bit harder. And we pull for 60 minutes, and then we rest for 10 to 25 minutes. And if the day's really cold, 25, like today when the weather was delightful, it was nice to enjoy the view and the sun. And we do that 4 or 5 or 6, and who knows, maybe some days we might have to do it 8 or 9, depending on how it all goes. Today we did it 5 times, and I'll talk to you tomorrow about what we do when we hit camp at the end of the day. And my biggest highlight of today was I got to name a peak, either informally or formally, we won't know, but there's a peak now called Oma's Peak, and we're looking across, we'll see by it probably tomorrow. It's a big black triangle with a bowl, and it's pretty amazing, and my Oma has been such a mountain in my life that I feel very honored to name a peak for her. So here's to you, Oma. Talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.